And we've got a special treat because I got a big, big surprise this morning. And this guy came in for Thanksgiving and we didn't know it. And so I said, Ethan, do you have a children's story this morning? Because Mom tells it just about every week. So Ethan Carpenter is going to share our story.
All right. Good morning, kids. I see some other kids out there. Do you guys want to come up or not? All right. So this morning, I want to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing for the last couple months. Do you guys know what a colporter is? Have you ever heard that word before? All right. So what a colporter is somebody who goes from door to door. He goes and knocks on people's doors, and he shows them Christian literature, and he leaves it on a donation basis. And so I've been doing that for the last couple of months. We bring books, and we just share them. We try to make friends with people, and we let them see what we're doing and see the books. And many times they'll get books. They'll buy maybe 2 or 4 or 5 different books, and they really like it. And it's a really great way to meet people and show them Jesus. Well, the truth of the matter is when you're going from door to door, sometimes people don't like people at their doors. They see someone's at their door and they think, oh, he's trying to sell me something. He's trying to sell me lawn care. Or maybe he's trying to sell me solar panels and they don't want solar panels. There's all sorts of different things that people don't want people at the door. They're like, oh, what's he doing? He's trying to invade my house. But the thing is, every person, even though they may not necessarily want you at the door when they see you, they're making a lot of assumptions about you. Every person has needs. And each of those people needs an opportunity to be able to see Jesus and to get to know who he is and how he's touched them, how he's trying to reach them. So we have to be very persistent. And so it's hard sometimes to be persistent. You keep going and people say no, no, no. And it's hard. But as you keep persisting, pretty soon you meet that person that says, man, I'm so glad you're here today. This is exactly what I was needing. I've heard many stories of people saying, you know, I had a dream last night that somebody was going to come to my door, and it came. Those stories are very prevalent within colporting. So there's a kind of scary thing that we have to do. We have a rule that you don't leave any door untouched. You go to every single door. And some people have these things at their doors called no soliciting signs. And it's a sign that says, no soliciting. I don't want people to sell me stuff. Well, the good thing is we're not actually soliciting. At least, you know, legally speaking, we're not soliciting. We're just actually students just working on a scholarship, and we're just leaving them on a donation basis. And so we're not soliciting, but people see people at the door and they think, he's a solicitor. He shouldn't be here. I've got a sign that says he's not supposed to be here. And so sometimes you knock on a door like that, and they're like, go away. I don't want you here. And that can kind of hurt. And pretty soon you think, man, maybe I should just skip all these doors that say no soliciting because they don't want me here. But we have a rule. We say, no, you go to every one of those doors. So one day, I had been doing this a lot. I had been going to a lot of these no soliciting doors, and they say, and the people just say the same thing. They're like, you see my sign? And so I was thinking, man, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe I should just skip those doors. Well, I went to this one door, and I knock on the door, and this really nice lady came to the door. So I started talking with her, and I shared her the books, and we were able to connect. I pretty soon found out that she was originally from Oregon, where I'm from, and so we were able to really connect around that. And she was really interested in the books, and she ended up getting 4 different books. She was really, she was just so happy that I was there, that I came. And I went away from that experience, and I said to myself, I'm going to keep going to these doors, because even though some people might not want you, there's other people who need you and that will be really glad that you're there. And so Jesus actually taught this. In Matthew chapter 10, he sent his disciples out to go reach people. And he sent them to go visit different towns and to share his love with other people. And he said this to them. He said, "And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that house or that town." And that's what I had to learn, because, you know, some people, they might not receive you, they might reject you, but we just have to shake the dust off our feet and keep going, because there are lots of other people that are receptive and that are really happy to hear about the love of Jesus. You can go back to your seats now.